Welcome to Aware. We are dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. Are you interested in a peaceful planet? Are you interested in optimal health? Are you living with purpose? Are you enjoying your life? We realize each person can make a difference, and our mission is to empower your awareness. The choices that you make in every moment shape your life, and we encourage you to realize that you have your own answers and to always listen to your own truth. We invite you to stay aware. Hello, welcome to the Aware Show. I am Lisa Garr, and I love the fact that Leslie came in here and talked about the station because this is the best time. Finally, we've been waiting 60 years for public radio to have its moment. We are the only organization that I know of right now that is listener-sponsored, that has no corporate funding, no grants, no commercial interest, no anything other than just you. So what you put in is what you get out of public radio, and that's the beauty of it. And I thank you so much for being here at this time, for listening to, and more than ever, now is a time to really learn how to empower yourself and to learn what it means to listen to your own truth. I just wrote a piece about this, about uncertainty that we're experiencing, complete change that we're experiencing, misinformation, fake news. What is the one thing that you have to rely on? It's your own truth. And what we need to do right now is fine-tune those skills in learning to listen to our own truth. What do those look like? How do you tell the truth from a lie in your own gut, in your own intuition? And so these are the tools that we get to define right now, that we get to really, really learn about. And that's why I'm excited about what we're talking about today, because there are two women who have not only created quite a way of tools and experiences of listening to their own truth, but they created a whole conference around it, among many other things. It is the Women with a Purpose Conference. And what I'm excited about is having these two ladies here to talk about this very thing. And first of all, we've got Kathy and Kathy, the two Kathys. And they have put together a conference that means something to them, that has a deep meaning and learning to what they have put into in both of their lives individually. And I am going to, it's in March. I'm going to be a speaker at this. It's March 18th and 19th. Sorry, March 19th. It's a Sunday, March 19th. And there's the opportunity to be able to pledge to the station in order to get a ticket at the conference, which is also fantastic. And I am going to start off by introducing the first Kathy. Now, do you guys have different Kathy names?
I'm not a Kathy. I'm a Kat or a Catherine.
Kat or a Catherine, right. Kat and Kathy.
That's right.
All right. First of all, tell us a little bit about why you started this organization, a little bit about your background, Kathy Painter.
Well, it all really started 5 or 6 years ago when Catherine and a lot of our girlfriends decided to go to a women's conference, and we had a great time, but it was such a huge conference that we felt a little disconnected. I mean, mm-hmm. the speaker was so far away from the stage.
I've been to those conferences.
And so we looked at each other, and, you know, we had a great time, but we said, you know what? Why don't we create something that's on a smaller scale, a more intimate scale, where women can really develop a community, because it's small enough that you can network, you can get to know one another. And so that's what we did.
And we had an awesome community of intelligent, inspiring, evolving, thriving women who love to spend time in a community together. And so it was a natural, you know, unmet need that we thought, well, we could do this. We're not we're both have produced many different things in the past, from children to to parties, to different events, nonprofits, and fundraising, and
playgrounds.
So we were like, this is not going to be hard for us. We know how to feed people. We know how to host them with love, and we have so many friends that can speak. And hence, this is going to be our third conference, a local conference in LA.
You know, First of all, I love that you're doing a women's event, because women know how to support each other, and definitely to include our men as well, because men support us as well as women. But we're coming into such a beautiful time of learning how to give and receive. And the giving has been happening for a long time, and we're very good at that. But when we break down, the biggest and the most important thing is to learn that receiving part.
That is a huge,
absolutely.
Huge button piece on the receiving part, because we are just givers all the way around, the women. And we love to give and enjoy giving. And, you know, in this intimate Women with a Purpose conference, we give and allow those women to have permission. One of the, you know, important conversations always has the element of give yourself permission, because receiving feels sometimes guilty for many of us providers.
It's, you know, it's something that's inherent within our nature, because we are such natural givers, and we give by default.
Absolutely true. Absolutely true. And this event really... If you come to this event, you're going to receive so much information.
Right. Just by being with other women.
Well, just by being with other women. And then, because Kat and I have put together speakers that we are interested in. And we know, you know, if we're interested, we know that this community is going to be interested.
So this is what you've done for the past 3 years, but it hasn't always been like this. Kat, you have quite the story.
Well, I have a history of a nonprofit called Shane's Inspiration, which started 19 years ago, going on a 20th year after my son Shane had passed away as a baby with a genetic disorder, and he was paralyzed. And so I needed to get out of bed and do something good, and I didn't know that for about a year. And when I did, and Tiffany Harris partnered up with me, and my husband supported, you know, we decided that building playgrounds for children to play side by side with their able-bodied peers, so these disabled children, which we like to call differently able, needed inclusivity. And so we started Shane's Inspiration with one park in Griffith Park, 2 acres. It's been quoted to say Disneyland, but free. To families, this is what they, and now we have over 63 playgrounds around the world, programs, inclusion
amazing
programs, and that's its story.
That is such a huge, incredible thing. You received the L'Oreal Service Award last year. Was it last year?
It was Women of Worth Award last year. And that's humbling. I was one of 10 women, but that kind of makes you humble, because talking about receiving, I actually wrote an article for the Huffington Post called Worthy of Grace, because it took me, I had to write it out to be able to, even though I help other women receive.
I get it. I get it. I'm working on this myself right now. I think in really order to be a truly authentic leader, you have to know how to receive, which is completely counterintuitive. Right?
It seems like that. It is. And especially depending on the women and your, you know, your DNA. Because there's all kinds of that, you know, where your family came from, where the heritage is. And you know. So, geez, it's a chain that we have to untie.
Well, going back to what you created with Shane's Playgrounds, I think that's such a beautiful, beautiful piece of an example of how one woman can make a difference.
I can't take that credit, because it's hundreds of people in the communities and volunteers.
True. You turned your pain into action.
Well, that I can be with.
You can take that. Yes. You took something that is probably the most unimaginable pain that I can't even, every time I think about it, and you went into your heart and you came out and have helped thousands and thousands of children feel included, mm-hmm. which is the biggest thing for kids.
Yes.
Kids of all ages, no matter what.
Mm-hmm. This is true. Yeah. This is, that happened.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on.
And then, can we talk about a little about what we're doing on the 19th of March? Tell me about how you were inspired to, and what are the other women are who are speaking, and let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, I write the Ageless Beauty Report, which is all about slowing down aging by creating optimal health. And that's something that women have to give themselves permission to do, is take care of themselves. Because really, when it comes down to it, if you don't have your health, nothing else matters.
You don't have energy, something.
Exactly, mm-hmm. exactly.
And even when you have a little cold and you're getting better, you go like, oh, my God, the difference between that health, that small, simple.
Mm-hmm. Right, mm-hmm. right. Mm-hmm. So that's part of this conference. You know, I'm going to be speaking, and I'm going to share two simple strategies that will help you slow down aging. And these are things. There are two health issues that are affecting 95% of the population, and I've got some simple solutions. And so that's going to be part of it.
Which are the good cliffhanger there.
Ooh, cliffhanger.
What are they?
Get your tickets. Go to womenwithapurposeconference.com.
You're going to be amazed, and you're going to learn, and you're going to go, you know what? You're right. I know that this is affecting me, mm-hmm. but I've got these simple solutions.
We have Susan Anton.
Yes, we have Susan Anton.
Who is going to talk about, she's a gorgeous woman in her early 60s, who looks like she's vibrant, and seeing how beauty and vibrance from the inside out, and who we are, and how we carry our being. She's one of our speakers.
Yes.
And then,
and then we've got Susan Miller, who is a world famous astrologer. In fact, her website, Astrology Zone, has 16 million followers.
Wow.
I mean, that's pretty amazing.
Talk about someone who turned her pain into purpose.
Yeah.
My goodness.
And this
brilliant.
Year is going to be, as most of us women worldwide actually are looking to try to get down from, we're such caretakers, and we're not sure, when I'm not sure, I think I speak for many people, I become more anxious, and we don't need that for our health. We don't need a little bit of astrology and giving us maybe a hint of what's to come or possibilities.
I follow Susan Miller, and astrologyzone.com is her website, and she has this great – every sign has its own video.
Right.
So if you guys watched your video, you will watch your video.
I love – one of the things she told us is she's going to share – how you can maximize your year with astrology.
Yes.
This is going to be an awesome conference.
Oh, it's going to be so great.
Really,
of course, you're one of our...
I'm excited because I am going to lead everyone through a wonderful visualization, which gives us the opportunity. It does so many things. I mean, we rarely, as women and mothers and working and all we do, we rarely give ourselves permission to quiet our minds and to allow ourselves to travel visually mm-hmm. into our future and what that looks like, and to really have that and bring it back now, and what it does for the neurology and how the brain fires and wires together when you do something like that, and what it does for the blood pressure and the heart rate and all of that. It's such great benefits all around. So we're going to go through a really amazing journey.
Oh, I'm excited. The good news for me is, because even though I produce it, I MC, I really sit and I get to be, because again, it's an intimate room of 175 people at the max, so you have to get your seats now.
Because let's talk about that. So yes, it is in Los Angeles. It's on off of the Sepulveda Pass there. You can see it from the 405 as you go up. It's at the Mountain Gate
Country Club.
And we're talking about Sunday, March 19th, Give to Yourself, starting at 9 a.m. And if you call, there are 5 tickets here. It's a $100 donation to public radio. That's what we were talking about earlier. Mission-driven, oriented programming that is powered by you, the people. So if I can have the first 5 people give us a call, we will give a $100 pledge to this radio station, and then you will get a ticket to the Women with a Purpose Conference. You can check out the website, womenwithapurpose.com. conference.com.
It includes lunch. The day is going
fabulous.
To include everything you need except your, you know, you just have to come and be.
9 to 3 a.m. I mean, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Yeah, 3 a.m. And it's featuring wonderful speakers, a moment for you to be poured into and also to communicate with like-minded individuals and women and so forth. So it's 9 a.m. on March 19th. So give us a call, 818-985-KPFK. The first five people will get the tickets and donate to KPFK. Everyone after that goes to Women with a Purpose Conference. Now, it is a little bit higher on the website. So this is a deal here by donating $100 to KPFK. So
it's a $125 ticket.
On the website, yes. Yeah, so it's $125. So not only are we giving you a value, but you're supporting to public radio. And so be one of the first five to call. 818-985-KPFK. If you are called to this, if you know that you are hearing us talking about receiving and you are in a vibrational match to that, this is a wonderful way to receive. Let everybody take care of themselves. Let the kids and the husband and all and everyone take care of themselves and just come and sit and receive. And it's going to be a wonderful space. And I'm sure that's been the space that it's been set in, but I'm imagining. Yeah. And I'm so excited to be a part of this. I'm the first one talking.
Yes. And the women, it's, you know, sometimes we hear women complain about other women. And it's a rough road on life starting as a teenager. The kids, traversing the playground, so to speak, I'll use that term, with other girls, you know, who's prettier, who's smarter. This group of women that in our community are so giving, I'm always amazed at how good and how much community women give to each other, because you might think sometimes women are so mean to each other or so are cutting. This group is just
supportive. So supporting. Everybody's happy for one another. And if you've never been before, I think what you will really enjoy is that if you don't know one person there, I promise you, so many people will come up to you and introduce themselves. Mm-hmm. And in fact, one of the things that I've insisted on.
It's a playground for us. Inclusivity.
It really is. It is. But we have insisted from the beginning that we take breaks where we encourage the women to go around and introduce yourself to somebody you don't know and tell them three things about yourself. And that also creates community.
Oh, that's great.
We're not stuffy. You can come in relaxed clothes. You know, we all like cute, and we use this term. My friend Marilyn Kent. So I'll throw this in: shallow, deep. So we're having an amazing, deep, wonderful, touching conversations. And then, you know, I might have to say, ooh, like I'm going to say right now, those are such cute shoes. So we are not stuffy in the least. We like to do what women like to do, the good, the bad, the hormonal.
Well, and Catherine is our MC, and she keeps us laughing.
Yes.
I mean, we have a great time. We also give away prizes.
Oh, lots of good prizes.
Lots of prizes. In between every speaker.
We have Mindeburg's jewelry,
yes.
a beautiful necklace valued way over a ticket price. And we have Dr. Hillary Smith's thermography.
Thermography. And we have natural skincare products from the Aegis Beauty Report. And a whole long list.
Different things because people want to give. And
yes.
Matter of fact, during the raffle last year,
that's great.
We had five items, and then several people from the audience said, my practice of acupuncture, I will donate. So they just it's the creative creating an environment that you want to give.
And chocolate, of course. We have to have chocolate.
Absolutely. And wine.
That's at 3 o'clock.
At 3 o'clock. There is
a no-host cocktail bar.
Fantastic.
That we have.
You really put this together from your hearts, and you can tell that.
Absolutely.
And I have been to the women's conference where there's 10,000 people, and it's so hard to navigate, and you feel like you're in this just like sea of people, and there's 5,000,000,000 booths and stuff like that. This is a more intimate event. It's local. It's an LA event, and it's for every woman who is wanting a space to just be and be poured into for an afternoon and to receive. And that's what it is. And you listen to Susan Anton and Susan Miller and wonderful people that – and you also have Dr. Christine Horner, right?
Yes. You know, let me just tell you a little bit about her because mm-hmm. we owe her a lot. She's a former plastic surgeon who was could not believe that health insurance did not have to cover reconstructive surgery after mastectomy. So she single-handedly went to Washington and lobbied, and we have her to thank for the laws that require health insurance to cover mastectomy. Reconstructive surgery.
Wow.
But also, she became so alarmed that breast cancer was on the rise. So she started doing research, and she was blown away that there are many, many proven ways to help prevent breast cancer. So she's going to share that with us. And one other thing that I am
fantastic.
So excited
wow.
about, she's going to share a new study on an all-natural supplement that has been shown to get rid of the HPV virus.
Really?
Yes, yes. This is groundbreaking. Every woman in America needs to know about this.
Absolutely.
And we don't hear about this a lot of this information because we're not – our research, they're not – there's no drug lobby money to get this information out.
Right.
Of course, it's the opposite. These are inexpensive. These are preventative. These are ways where you might not have to have – she also helps women who have – already been through their surgeries and chemo and so on. But our main goal is preventative. In many of the women that we'll talk, we're talking in this nature. Like,
fantastic. I mean, that sounds like it has other antiviral properties to it as well.
Absolutely.
To find out about that. See, this is so amazing. Sharing, just sharing is so important. Now, I will let my listeners know that this does sell out. So these three out of the five tickets have gone already. So once again, it is the Women with a Purpose Conference. You can find out more by going to womenwithapurposeconference.com. After these two tickets, which is a value, it's $100. If you go on the website, it's $125. So my last two listeners, call right now, 818-985-KPFK, and then the rest of you have
and I'll throw in that they can these five women or can have
Yay.
VIP seats. So do it right now.
Fantastic. Very cool.
That's a comfortable chair.
Thank you.
And you sit around the table and you'll be with great women.
Yes. So you're in communities and tables. I love that. That's
yes,
perfect.
We decided that.
I think that's
good.
Great.
You get a sit-down lunch. It's a full, warm sit-down.
That's fantastic.
Oh, and we need your phone number and your email because we'll ask for your meal choice.
Oh, great.
Your name, your phone number, and your email as that comes in.
And we'll give those to you right now. I've got Kat and Kathy are in studio. So they will get your email right after the show, and you will get communicated with immediately. This is in
And it does sell out. So, yes, it's a month. It sells out actually by next Monday.
300 people, right?
No, it's only 170
170.
People. Oh, 170. This is very intimate.
This
very
is
intimate.
Very this is fun. The way we like it. We were maxed at 150, but the first year I think we went over to 175, and we still felt we're talking intimate. You feel like you're one-on-one.
You
like
feel
we're
like
talking
you're in
now.
A community.
Yeah,
you know?
And I mean, for those of us in the times that can't get to the full weekend retreat and do all, you're going to get that feeling here.
It took us exactly. I'm sorry to
a couple hours. Go ahead.
But it is. It took us a full weekend plus our hotel and all the meals to get less information at the big conference. And that was what was a little bit – now, those conferences have certain definite – I don't want to poo-poo them because their purposes are great as well.
Yeah.
And I loved supporting and doing that. But this is driven from that because we knew that we needed to feel like we can have direct information.
I got to tell
and
you.
Question and answers. You get –
Oh,
that.
You do.
We do
great.
Q&A.
Great. Fantastic.
Each
Even having a panel of the whole everyone and then having Q&A with the panel. Anyway.
Yes.
I love who you're both being. I love that you come from a journey and that you have accomplished so much because of your journey and you are now still here to give.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
That is just awesome, both of you. that you support each other and that you're partners in this is even better.
I think we are kindred spirits because this isn't your journey and where you're giving now very much. I think we're drawn to
it. Takes one
absolutely.
To see one.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. So I really appreciate this and I appreciate who you're being, what you're up to. I encourage my listeners, there's only one ticket left here, so call us 818-985-KPFK. Those will all go. So I one more left. Okay. That's you driving right now saying, wow, this is what I need. 818-985-KPFK.
If you're in your car driving, you pull over.
Because you can't use your phones any longer in your hands, please.
That's right.
It's not safe. And just pull over, put an earpiece in where you're somewhere safe, and give us a call at the station, 818-985-KPFK. Give our volunteers in the phone room your phone number and email address. Kat and Kathy will be here to get those email addresses right now after the show. They will email you the contact information, everything you need to know. It's March 19th, Sunday.
You will be glad you did. You're helping. Absolutely. You're giving and receiving at the same time. It's like a win-win situation.
Perfect topic of this today's show. And I'm in this great space of learning this right now, too, and I love it. So thank you very much, both of you. I really appreciate you being here
today.
Thank
you. Thank you for having us.
All right. Thank you so much.